to properly prepare you for this morning message, I want to pray with you in a certain way. I want you to pray with me as I lead you in this prayer, because it is of utmost importance that your mind and heart be properly set to receive. And so I'll lead you in this prayer. I got one where it says ours and mine, but I'm going to use the hour. Repeat this with me. Father,
Father,
our hearts
yearn
to know the person
of the Holy Spirit
more deeply,
and to experience
His power,
personally.
Pause a minute and think about that.
We ask you
to reveal
truth
and grant us
understanding
so we can cooperate
with
and respond to
the Holy Spirit
ministry
in our lives.
Father,
we desire
to walk
in the spiritual depth
and fullness
that Jesus
made available
to us
when He prayed
in John 14
that you will send
the Helper,
the Holy Spirit,
to indwell us.
We ask you
to open the door
for us
to embark
on a spiritual path
that we have
never
been on
before.
I know
that this is your will for us.
So today,
we come before
your throne
boldly
and confidentially
to receive
this
with gratitude
and
joy
for
the body of Christ.
We pray
this
prayer
in Jesus'
name.
Amen.
You may be
seated. Get your Bible.
Turn to
2 Corinthians
chapter 13,
2 Corinthians.
Chapter 13.
Proper
communion
with the Holy Spirit
releases
all possibilities.
Write that down.
Proper
communion
with the
Holy Spirit
releases
all
possibilities.
Nothing
impossible
will be able to
stay in your life from
this day forward.
Your
communion with the
Holy Spirit,
knowing how to properly
communicate with the
Holy Spirit,
erases
impossibilities.
Erases
the word can't
from your life.
Why?
Because the
Holy Spirit
knows
all divine pathways.
And
because you're a
child of God, you're
designed
to walk on
divine
pathways.
Places
that the library
can't give you. places where man-made laws can't produce. The Bible said the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. As you become acquainted with the Holy Spirit, your steps are about to be ordered properly. There are some packages you haven't picked up yet that God wants you to have. In this communication with the Holy Spirit properly, you will not make the wrong turn again. Yes. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. What a tri or triple combination this is. In verse 14, 2 Corinthians 13, what a combination. Look at this combination. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Clap your hand. And the love of God. Clap your hand again. But let's not forget this last one, because the last one make the other two work. The last one reveal the other two to you. You can't understand God's grace without the Holy Spirit assisting. You can't understand God, how much God loves you, unless the Holy Spirit reveals it to you. This is not normal stuff. So here you got this triple header. My goodness. And notice what we're talking about now. Proper communion with the Holy Spirit releases all possibility. All possibility of God's grace. Oh. All possibility of Jesus dying on the cross. Everything Jesus paid for. The Holy Spirit knew how to release it. The Holy Spirit make the blood flow easier. All of the redemptive factors that Jesus paid for on the cross is the Holy Spirit who can make it redemptive in your life today. Make it real. It become a realization. No matter what's going on around you, you walk in another zone. I wish somebody would listen to me. Dimensional changes about to be made in your life. The rhythm of your life is about to change. The rim of your life is about to change. You're about to live in another realm. Your life about to take on another beat, another rhythm. Because step by step, you're going to be walking in divine direction of the Holy Spirit. Grace going to be loose abundantly. Love is about to flood your case. Right from that voice, that one voice right there. And the last part said, in the communion, you see that? Of the Holy Ghost. And the communion of the Holy Ghost. In other words, the Holy Ghost began to confer upon you divine direction. Everybody under the sound of my voice, total deliverance. Come to you today. Now you can receive it if you want. Just set that on. Total deliverance. Because the Holy Spirit is a total deliverer. He made grace work. He caused God's love to flow freely. Let's read this scripture together. I want to get it in you. Verse 14. You ready? The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. If Jesus' birth is like your birth in the spirit, think about that. If your birth in the spirit was just like Jesus' birth, because he was a child of the Holy Ghost. I am a child. So the Holy Spirit lets you know you pack in Jesus' attributes. Jesus' physical birth and your spiritual birth are the same. If Jesus' baptism was the same baptism he gave you, at his baptism, the scripture says, God said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased, hear ye him. But you can't hear him without the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the divine ears you're wearing. Natural man, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, cannot hear what you hear. Because you're a child of God, you're wearing supernatural ears. You can hear an answer when science fails, psychology fails, academic fails. Politician fail. You got to hear, can hear the answer when everybody else failing. Talk to me up in here. Be still and use your ear. Nobody else got the answer. Yeah, you come. Why? Why? Because you got the grace of God and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit, you locked into the supernatural. You locked into demonstration. You locked into creation. You locked into manifestation that can't come no other way. Come on, somebody talk to me in here. You have the ability to be by yourself still walking in the crowd. Because you're never alone. God always with you. Tell somebody I'm never alone. Tell somebody I'm never alone. Tell somebody I'm never alone. God always with me. With my shortcoming and everything, he's still with me. Tell them. Everybody told me, tell them. I'm about to invade your life. I'm about to invade your life. I'm about to take you where you always want to go. Now, you know, if y'all don't receive this stuff, it come back to me, right? Y'all know apostolically, prophetically, pastorally, speak something in here, and you don't receive it, you know it come back to me, right? And I don't want to take your stuff back home with me. You're already going around and saying, I got too much. I don't want to take your stuff too. If you have the same spirit and the same faith that Jesus operated in, what kind of results and what kind of reward you should be manifesting. You have the same Holy Ghost. Turn to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. Proper communion with the Holy Spirit releases all possibilities based on some facts that I want to give you. You got the same birth, same baptism, same spirit. You're called, I'm going to read the scripture in a minute. You're called by God to do the same Father's business. Look at that 49th verse, Luke 2:49. And he said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Wit you not that I must be about my Father's business? One of the first things the Holy Spirit going to reveal in your life is doing the Father's business. Not your car, not your house, not the trip you want to go on. The first thing the Holy Spirit is going to bring to you, let's take care of the Father's business. Once you start taking care of the Father's business, guess what's going to happen to you? What? God, Lord, I want to preach up in here. Once you start taking care of the Father's business, guess what's going to happen to your business? And I think that's where the church got misconstrued because she wasn't properly taught. And she started talking about herself, praying to God, give me this, give me that, give me this. God said, listen, you take care of my business. You ain't going to have to pray about this. Jesus said to his mama and dad, natural mom and dad, he said, don't y'all, what, y'all know it's time to be about my Father's business? It's time for you to be about the Father's business. I receive, man. It's time for you to be about the Father's business. Tell somebody. You too doggone busy with your business. And the Holy Spirit, oh, come on, listen to me. The Holy Spirit can't endorse what you're doing because you have not endorsed what the Father told you to do. Say it, I must be about my Father's business. I show it to you. May I show it to you? How much time you pray about your business? How much time you pray about his business? His business is winning the world of Christ. His business is to find that person who can't find their way and help them find their way. And always, financially, any way you can help them. His business is not pick out special people you want to talk to. Somebody need a word, but they stink too much for you. That's why they stinking, because you ain't talked to them yet. Give them some soap. Oh, man, your life is about to hit a whirlwind of blessing. If you only listen to the man of God, listen to me. Y'all hear me? You about to hit blessing you never seen before. You done pray it out. You don't confess out. You go back and pick this up and be about the Father's business. Lord, what will thou have me to do? Who said that? Who said that? Lord, what will thou have me to do? whatever he says to you. Communion with the Holy Spirit, first priority is the Father's business. Come on, let me go. Hallelujah. John 14:12. Somebody know what I'm talking about? Who know what I'm talking about before we go there? Well, hold up. Who know what I'm talking about before we go there? I see one hand, two hand, three hand. Don't be peeping. I don't like people to be cheating. They go there. Come on, I know what you're talking about. John 14:12. The works shall you do also. Greater works than these. Look what it says. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Let me go to this text, because something I need to show you here. The Holy Spirit is not a goosebump spirit. There's work to be done, children. What? I want to show you something here, because there's a trigger here we need to see. John 14:12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Jesus talking. And then he said, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, or whatsoever you shall demand in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall demand anything in my name, I'll do it. If you love me, you'll keep my commandment. Now watch this. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. What do you mean another comforter? I'm your comforter now. He'll give you another comforter, that he may abide with you how long? Forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither know him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I want you to begin thinking about living the prioritized, putting it first, prioritized life, putting first things first. The Holy Spirit cannot endorse God's second place in your life. You can pray in tongue all you want. If you're not available for the Father's business and doing the Father's work, you can't expect to live the abundant life. So, all I'm doing, listen, don't be discouraging yet because there's no pimp jumping. Listen, what I'm trying to get you to do is get in right communion with the Holy Spirit. And then everything become possible in your life. This is a odd way to say it, but I'm going to say it because it's street talk, you know. Because it need to be God bless your socks on you. But I'm going to tell you, God will bless you. You'll understand it better by the opposite. God bless your socks off you. But if you just yield, I feel the Holy Ghost coming out. Because this need to be addressed so much. God, people are hurting because they're so busy trying to get stuff. Now watch what I'm, you gotta be close again. They're so busy trying to get stuff, and God busy trying to stuff them. For some scriptures can bring it alive to you. It's Matthew 6:33, Isaiah 1:19. Look at those two. It's very simple. He told you, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What did he say? I can't hear you. What the last part? So what you've been trying to add? Go back to the first verse. First part of the verse is already added. Look at Isaiah 1:19. If you're willing and obedient, what did he say? You should what? What is that? Job 36:11? What Job 36:11 say? You spend your days what? How many of y'all like pleasures? Stop lying. Get them hands up. How many of y'all like prosperity? Yeah, the remnant, if they obey and serve, look, this is what pastor doing. I know some of y'all don't like, but this is what pastor doing. I'm doing these verses. Max 6:33 and Isaiah 1:19. That's why I live like I live. Evidence. So you can't say it don't work. Little country barefooted black boy in the deep south. How in the world somebody with all the insufficiencies and deficiencies and everything I got stand in Madison Square Garden and preach? Preachers been trying to get there all their life, never got there. I went there by being obedient. The places you're trying to get in your life, all it takes is obedience. Stop scamming and scheming. Scamming and scheming don't work with God. Stop the adultery. And I'm not talking about no running with nobody, a husband or wife. I'm talking about adultery with your time with God. Do you want me to minister to you in love? What I'm trying to tell you how to get there. God will start arranging things for you that nobody can change. I'll go there. I'm going to go there. When the Lord told me build my house, engineers, bank presidents came against me. The engineer place was brand new. Grass growing in it. The president died. When you walking with God, nobody, I tell you, nobody, when you obey God, when God is first place in your life, children, you cannot be stopped. You going exactly where God wants you to go. God will make a way out of no way. If it doesn't exist, God will make it for you. I want to tell you right now, money not your problem. Your willingness and obedience will wipe everything out. Change everything in your life. Let me give you a secret about God. It's how good God is. If there's anything you want badly, you really want it, God wants it more than you. Or he wants you to have it more than you want to have it. God got your husband. God got your wife. God got your house. God got everything waiting on you, but he's not going to give it to you because you're not handling it right now. If I think about something 3 or 4 days, it will show up at my house or at this ministry. If I think about it long, if I just think about it, sit there and think about it, God said, you want that? It's in Korea, but I'll have it to you in a few days. I'm just trying to show you how. I'm just trying to show you. So we must be about the Father's business, right? And we must do the greater work. There's an anointing for the greater work. Say, I'm anointed for the work of God, and I'm anointed for the greater work. I'm anointed to be willing. I'm anointed to obey God no matter what it looks like. Are you following me? Whatever position you placed in, God put you in there for him. He wants you to represent him. God don't want no religion. God don't want no routine. God wants you to live by revelation, rhema, and walk in another realm. Did you hear what I said? Write that down. God don't want no religion. God don't want no routine. God wants us to live by his revelation from the Holy Ghost, live in another realm, and live on rhema words. Words that are alive and can't be denied. Words that are alive and can't be denied. I can't hear myself. Words that are alive and can't be denied. For you know what Jesus said, John 15:7? Look at it. That's just like Matthew 6:33. That's just like Isaiah 1:19. That's just like Job 36:11. Job 15:7. You abide in me and my words abide in you. Make a demand upon what is rightfully yours, and I'll see to it that you get it. But you can't confess without abiding. Too much confession and not enough abiding. The Holy Ghost will straighten it out. See, the Holy Ghost knows the mathematics of heaven. See, the Holy Ghost knows what needed to be first. Now, whether you know it, the span of your life is changing this morning. You see, because all of what I'm saying, you can't keep it, but the Holy Spirit is deposited in your spirit, and when you need it, he's going to bring it back up. So a real sermon, you can't hear it all the way. See, but that's what the Holy Spirit for. He's there. Bring it to your remembrance, and there's some divine relays. He's going to bring it back to you. What the apostle said the other day? You see that? What pastor said the other day? Let me sit still and be still here a while. I'm coming up out of this. Not by might, no by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. That's the Holy Ghost, isn't it? I said, that's the Holy Ghost, isn't it? All right, let me try. Turn to Matthew 27. When one is in proper communion with the Holy Spirit, it releases all possibilities. You got it? Now, you're able, well, let me read this scripture, Matthew 27, for a minute, because you'll be able to see it better. 639 online. All right, going to 1,000. Hallelujah. Who listening? All right.
Everybody see something now. Everybody take you somewhere. Whew. In Matthew 27, verse 51, I'm about to say something about that. And behold, the what?
Veil.
Underline that word veil. Because everything that is veiling you is about to be removed. Watch this now. And behold, the what?
Veil
of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rock rent. Did you see that? I want you to think about, the Holy Spirit wants you to think about the word veil. Veil is something keeping you from seeing something. It also keeps you from going someplace. All right? All right? So now I want you to see the veil, because what I'm about to show you is that the Holy Spirit make you able to go behind the world curtain and the world system that have been set up to stop you . Now, the Holy Spirit enables you to go behind every satanic wall. Can't. Those are demonical curtains that have been dripped before you, and you can't penetrate them without the Holy Ghost. You will begin from this day forward, my brothers and sisters, to see things that are rightfully yours and know the path to get to them. Every Jericho wall is about to fall in your life. Every containment that had put a strain on your life got to move by the power of the Holy Ghost. Matter of fact, the Holy Ghost is telling me, and I'm going to tell you how to explain it. Joshua and Nehemiah anointed is about to flow in your life. Now, if you know scripture, you know what I'm saying. Joshua, tear the wall down. Nehemiah, build a new wall. Say it, I'm on the wall, and I can't come down. I'm working on something. So I decree Joshua anointing on you and Nehemiah anointing on you by the power of the Holy Ghost. So tear down what you want to tear down and build what you want to build. Tell somebody next to you, tell somebody, tear down what you want to tear down, build what you want to build. You can't be stopped anymore. Do you understand what has happened to you up in hell? You're wearing a Joshua anointing and a Nehemiah anointing. So the next time somebody try to call you from Word of Life Christian Center, tell them I'm on the wall and I can't come down. Tell them I'm building something in my life. You trying to call? What? Nehemiah wouldn't come off that wall. They sent letters to him. And then Nehemiah said, no, I ain't got time to come down there. I'm on the wall and I can't come down.
When you're building the wall, a lot of little Mickey Mouse people are going to be calling you to come down and let's go to Disney. I ain't got no time for no Disney. I want some real life. Oh, man. Todd, I'm just about to show you something now, man. The Holy Ghost is so wonderful. Turn to John chapter 19. Sit down. I'm almost through. Somebody give me a hallelujah. Somebody give me a statement. I got something to work with. I'm a work it. Hallelujah. I feel like dancing or something, man. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Somebody give God some glory. I help you. Tell somebody, now you got to do it from the guts. He's working it out for me right now. I ain't going to worry about it no more. I'm putting it in his hand. I'll know what to do when I need to do it. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. The Holy Ghost is giving me power, love, and a sound mind. I will not fear. I will not worry. The Holy Ghost, Jesus, and I are going to work it out. I'm in partnership with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is God Himself. Therefore, I am in partnership with Almighty God. So if anybody came here confused or any kind of way think you're not going to make it, you shouldn't have never come here. There's a power loose in here today. Ooh. Let me tell you something. This is a strange statement. Anything you disturb about the day is nervous right now. Because you about to disturb your disturbance. The Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Say it. Say it again. Say it again. I'll sit down a few minutes. I'll give you one or two more things, then I'm going to let you go. See, I look out among you and see if you're getting anything. If you're sitting there normally and you just don't look like you got nothing, I need to preach a little longer. I need somebody to just scream. Just like you just got out of jail. what he said. That's what he said. The torments are over. Anything been tormenting you, he says, over, because the Holy Ghost just covered it. Did I tell you to read that? John 19:30. I'm trying to close. John 19:30. John Gospel, chapter 19, verse 30. When Jesus, that's enough to dance about right there. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, when Jesus had received all the bitterness that can ever come in your life, when Jesus took all my bitterness, he said, you don't have to go through this no more. I took your place. For whatever the devil tried to do to you, I've already took your place. So you don't have to put up with none of the mess that Satan tried to bring in your life. I took the vinegar. I took all bitterness in your place. So you don't have to put up with it no more. I drank it for you. And when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, then he was able, he said. It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Now let me give you a principle for that voice. Knowing that it is finished, there is no ground in life for you to lose no more. There is no ground in life. Knowing that it is finished, you have no ground in life to lose anymore. You can take those two words in the midst of your worst situation and decree. Wait a minute, I'm going to add to it. It is finished in my favor. Write that down, write that down. It's finished in my favor. Those words will carry you in holy places. It is finished in my favor. Worst day of your life, worst attack you ever had. But you dial to that number. It is finished in my favor. No weapon, no wall, no enemy can stand up to a person who got that revelation. It is finished in my favor. Tell somebody.
It is finished in my favor.
Tell three people. Let me tell my son. I want you to eavesdrop on what I'm telling my son. I want some plaques made with that on it. Get some plaques made. It is finished in my favor. John 19:30. I'd like to have something like that hanging in my house. What, Janet, what did you say? It's finished in my favor. You pan by in your dining room, you look at it. Get them made. Call somebody next week and get them made. Yeah, it's finished in my favor. Tell somebody else it's finished in my favor. Powerful. Yeah, powerful, man. It's powerful. Anything your little heart desire is finished in your favor. Every opposition, every fight is finished in my favor. Everybody who against me better watch out. Because I'm going around confessing. I'm going around confessing it's finished in my favor. You better not put your hand on me. You're messing with a finished product. It's finished in my favor. He did it. I got to close, children. It's finished. Come on, children. It's finished in my favor. He died for me. He paid it all. Now, Ephesians 2:6. You thought you were shouting just now. Ephesians 2:6. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Principle. Aware of the divine fact as he said, you are now planted or present in the realm of the Spirit, seated with him. Why are you sitting down? What happened when you sat down? You was working on something, but now you're sitting down. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion, and the power of the enemy do you no harm. Because you're seated with me, I walk on him. So because it's finished, I can sit down. One more. One for the road. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Let's close right there. Holy Spirit endorsement is in this house. Holy, I received some. Holy Spirit endorsement is in this house. It's finished. Now, I want you to operate in a certain way from this day forward, that I may know him. See it? And not just knowing him, and some people just know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable to his death. In other words, some things you got to die to. And when you die to them, the resurrection gonna come. Now I'm gonna give you this last principle today. Because of your connection with the proper communion with the Holy Spirit, all possibilities from this day forward are released in your life. All miracles, all signs, all wonders, all abundance, all joy, all peace, all the gifts of the Spirit, all the fruit of the Spirit, all the ministry, gift, revelation, all the anointing on those who lead you belong to you. Everything I have belong to you. Every anointing I have belong to you. I'm called to you. You call to me. We both call to God. And now you can experience the power of the resurrection on a daily basis. Lift your hand. Lift your hand. Lift your hand. We'll take up next Sunday. I didn't get four. We'll take up next Sunday. Write these three words down. Connection. Courage. Confidence. Connection. Current. No. Connection. Or you just add another word. I'll give it to you. Connection. Courage, confidence. Here's the word he added, current. You know, like electricity? From this day forward, your life runs on a different current. You will pull out the 110 line. You'll push in a 220. More power, you know. More juice coming through now. Tell somebody, more juice coming through now.